Okay, we continue in the Chassidus Mevoris commentary on the Tanya. Page Reish Sadi Hey. We're at the small print towards the bottom. Talking about this idea that even though you don't have an exciting, bursting, overflowing joy, and we know that love and fear are the wings that take a person's mitzvahs up to Shemayim, but even if it's an internally self-understood, less exuberant feeling of joy, it still has the wings to take you up. That was the insight, the second great teaching. So later on, the Rebbe is going to explain why we get this and how it's a gift. But he continues now with the next point, the introduction, the words, the small print tells us. He's now going to explain the reason why the person is going to get the gift. The gift is going to be that it draws forth down to the person a great life force that's awesome, so great for the torments he does, as if he had been doing with this great excitement and revealed heart. That's the gift. There's not a revealed yearning for Hashem that would normally cause the mitzvah to fly with life and excitement. That's the way normally you're doing it on your own. You got all this excitement and this love and fear that's flowing out of you. So that itself are the wings to take it up. And if you don't have it, but you've got the intellectual depth of knowing that you're doing the right thing and this is fit and proper and you're intellectually are really on side, then Hashem gifts it to you as if it is so. So now now we have the words of the Tanya itself. Since the intellectual thoughts that are in his mind, then in the recesses of his heart, is what brings him to engage in this Torah mitzvahs. And if he wasn't reflecting with this kind of thinking, he wouldn't have been doing any of his mitzvahs at all. What would he have been doing if he wasn't thinking? He'd only be thinking about his bodily needs. But since he was bothering to go out of his way and think deeply, he's able to come up with deeper thoughts and gets him to do the mitzvahs. So now Chassidus Mevoris explains the whole thing here. Hasiba garemes l'adam se'lasok b'tormes. What's the reason why the person's engaged in Torah and mitzvahs? B'chol lev v'nefesh u'ma'od, with his whole heart and soul and wealth. Why is that? He oimek ha'isponis v'tokev v'askama v'achlata b'mocha libo. It's the depths of his reflections and the power of his total agreement in his mind and his heart. Lihios kalos a love bechashek of chavetza, to be pining away with great wanting ludovko to cling to Hashem. Veluleizeh, had you not think this way, Isaac ben b'chol lev of nefesh ma'od. Velule, he would not, if it wasn't for this, he wouldn't have been engaged in this type of activity. Hanashemahusa shel adam lo isad dvuka mukusheres. Then his essence would not have been clinging and tied up to fulfilling a mitzvah, but rather just engaged in his own physical pleasures. Because the life of a person enters his soul, the animal soul. Therefore, in terms of himself, everybody wants to use all his efforts to take care of his physical needs. That would be the normal, natural tendency. Vilu isuku bedvarm she'enim tzorchei gufo, who dovert study hanozel as a mitzvoso. Think about this. Being involved in spiritual things is more of a outside activity in relationship to what the body wants. Ve'en osuk paseh b'chomos, usually not in standard position to be so engaged in this. Because physical pleasures is like automatic. It just enters you right away. You don't have to do anything and you're looking for physical pleasures. That's a standard physical human being. V'anevesh elokis u'nevesh hashenis. The godly soul is like the second soul. It's like the one that comes afterwards. Now, in other words, if you don't do anything, leave a person to his natural flow, what will happen? Without any effort, you won't feel this godly soul inside of you. You just feel, I'm hungry, I want this fun, I want that fun. That's a loud and clear message that's coming from the body. So you just let life go as it normally goes. That's the normal direction. So you need to have a very strong effort to change that. But when the person is now engaged with his whole heart and soul resources for what? You are going out of your way. You're going, making that extra effort. But what has he done? He's activated within himself that his godly soul should be the main focus. He went out of his way to do that. And how did that come? By deep reflection and arousing within himself a love in his heart. I'll compound him at least within the depths of his brain and his heart.
So that's the question. Is it emotional or intellectual?
It's more intellectual for sure.
It's not intellectual.
Look, it's all more just, I know it's the right thing and I'm happy to do the right thing.
Right.
Therefore, this understanding enclothes itself in the performance of Torah and mitzvahs. As if Your love of Hashem was burning. In other words, if a person is really excited about Hashem, really Hashem, it's bursting forth, of course you're going to do mitzvahs. But here the person had to do things to make him do mitzvahs and to go against his nature, and that's a lot of effort, and Hashem does not minimize that great effort that you made. Next page in the brackets. It's bold, words of the Tanya, I guess the Tanya has it in brackets. Even if he is by nature a guy who likes to learn a lot, he is a bookworm. Even if it was secular, he'd be a bookworm. You still like your body more. Even a bookworm likes his body more. That's what the Chassidus verse explains. Zos va'od is more. Gam odam shemitivo hu masmi belimudo. So even if you're a bookworm, you wouldn't be learning Torah as that's what I really want. Yom v'layla, day and night, with all your efforts. Unless there was a love of Hashem in his heart. Because the body is much closer to the person, those feelings are much closer than naturally learning lots of Torah all day long. So even if you were a real bookworm, so if you know what, so you'd be like an Einstein. You would never open up a chumash in your life. Einstein certainly liked books more than physical pleasures. Oh, he liked physical pleasures also. But anyway, but he wouldn't open up a Gemara. To open up a Gemara, there's got to be a lot of thinking to make you love Hashem, at least on an intellectual level. And for that, you deserve something and not to be minimized at all.
So we're saying secular reading is more of a physical pleasure.
That's what you like to read, you know. You like to read those things. So it doesn't mean you're being very spiritual.
Right.
Let's recap this second section now. HaKlol Godel Hashem Vavas Hashem. What is this second major rule in service of Hashem? The following. Since the main service of the Beinoni is to control the animalistic natural soul and for the heart to be careful as it should be with thinking and speaking and all that stuff actively, that's the goal of the Beinoni. Levika, therefore, gam ima havasal Hashem einu murgeshes b'hiskalus libo, even though his love of Hashem is not felt in a revealed way, a love that's burning like fire, el yesh lo rak haskem chazak b'moach v'lev asher roi lidov kabo yusparach b'kiyum atar mitzvah b'chol lev nevishumal, but there's an agreement, a strong agreement in the mind and the heart that it's fitting to cleave to Hashem by doing Torah mitzvahs with all your efforts. So if this agreement brings forth from the depths of his soul that he actually does what he's supposed to do according to the amount of agreement he has, that's also a wholesome service. Lord, not only that, but more than that, his service is considered in Hashem's eyes, is considered as if it's done with this fear and this exciting love that's coming out. That's what he's saying. It's ke'ilu. It's as if you did that. Hainu. It's not just an outer concept that, you know, I'm just superficially doing all this. It's an inner service. That's mamish coming from the essence of the person in which your essence is enclosed of what you're doing. Therefore, your Torah mitzvahs fly up to Shemaim and Hashem accepts them. They don't stay down here. This is a great encouragement for people like us in this generation for the Mashiach. Why? Nowadays, it's very hard for us to reach such a true feeling of love in Hashem and fear in our hearts. We need to know Shikur Godel. You gotta know, the main thing now is the mind. Therefore, it's very significant, it's very valuable to understand and to comprehend well in your mind the inner content of what learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is all about. I mean to say, to see how through that you're able to cleave to Hashem. And to think so deeply that it's mamish resting and agreed in his heart. This is fitting to serve Hashem. Leos dovig b'Hashem to cleave to Hashem to rasim and so b'chol levav and Hashem. Well, that you're thinking, you've concluded you should be this close to Hashem, and from that agreement, he actually does it to engage that way, and that is the wholesome service. So he doesn't have to have all the bells and whistles and excitement and jumping up and down. But it's enough if you clearly understand it, you clearly have this feeling, and from there, Hashem will treat it as if there's fear and love, and those are the wings that take it above. Now, he's going to just now take this idea and now explain a Gemara, one of our favorite Gemaras to look at as we move on to page Shin. The bold lines. This is what the rabbis were hinting to when they said the following line, and he's going to give a whole new shot. We know the famous statement in the Gemara Kiddushin, Machashava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzor Falamaisa, a good thought, Hashem connects it to the action. Now we have a deeper understanding. So first, the commentary will give you the standard explanation we have for this. Based on what we explained earlier, even though the love a person may have, a benoni, is not revealed to the heart, but it's hidden inside the mind and the heart. Still, we already said, it gets enclosed with thought, speech, and action of Torah mitzvahs. It gives you the level of where the brains and the life force, they're flying up with the wings. So all this is nirmez, b'losh and rizal. This whole idea is hinted to when the rabbis say, machashava tova kadosh baruch hu mitzarefes l'maisa. A good thought, Hashem connects it to action. What's the simple meaning? The simple meaning, as the Gemara shows, a person was thinking to do a mitzvah and circumstances beyond his control did not allow him to do the mitzvah. What is this? How do we understand this chazal? Hashem considers the good thought as if he did it. Since the fact he didn't do it was beyond his control. It's not from his fault at all. And as we have explained, it doesn't mean he really did it. It doesn't mean he really did it because he didn't really do it. But the problem is, if you don't do something, why should you even get credit for thinking about it? Mm-hmm. I was thinking all day long to put on tefillin. I didn't.
Usually doing it proves
so give me credit that I'm thinking about putting on tefillin. Right. And so if you didn't put it on, you were fantasizing. You really weren't thinking. But if you really wanted to do it and it was an act beyond your control, then Hashem connects it to as if you did an action, and therefore you get rewarded for the thought. That's the way we've...
Just for the thought alone.
Because you can't get rewarded for the action. You did not do the action. But you're at least getting rewarded for the thought, because the thought was a true, honest, real thought. That is the simple meaning of the Gemara.
So that means for every mitzvah, there's two aspects.
As always.
You do it.
Whenever.
The thought and the action.
And the speech too, if you're going to talk about it. But that's always. But now we're going to learn the deeper pshat. But really, the wording is not so precise to mean it that way. Says the Baal HaTanya, the next line. V'havle memer, if that we're learning the simple pshat that way, it should have said Ma'ale olav hakosov ki ilu osa. The Torah considers as if you did it. That's not what it says. It's Hashem is mitzaref eslamaisi. Connects it to the action. HaKadosh, a good thought is connected to the action. Think of those words. A good thought is connected to the action. Now, wait a minute. If it's connected to the action, that means an action happened. But the whole point is the action did not happen. It should say, the machshava tova, malalova kasa, the Torah considers it as if you did it. Wouldn't that be better? It's considered as if you did it, so the good thought's a good thought.
Yeah, for the purpose of the thought.
But it's saying, no, it's connected to the action. But we're saying you didn't do it, though. So you didn't do it, what action is it being connected to? That's the problem with the simple meaning. Huh. Therefore, there's hiding in it a deeper meaning. Okay. Commentary. At the end of the day, there was only a thought and no action. Lomar Azal, why did the rabbi say, Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzarev Eslamayis, a good thought Hashem connects it to the action. Shemashmo, Shachain Yeshkav, Masha, which seems to play there is an action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzarev, Umechaber, Esa Machshava Tova, Imamayis, Hashem connects the good thought to the action, actually actions. Why did it say that? For Lomar, they didn't say, Machshava Tova, Malav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should say, a good thought Hashem makes it as if you did it. Okay, and that's what the Gemara later on does say. In the Gemara there, if you look a little later on, as footnote 46 says, it mamish says that. So why doesn't it say in the beginning? Ella what? It's telling us a deep idea that we've been discussing. Next bow lines on Shin Aleph. Ella, what's the concept? Ki dechil ruchim shebehis galus libo. Hamamislap shimamaisa mitzvahs. Lahachayosom lorchamah. Because we know, when you do mitzvahs and Torah with excitement and love and fear, and it's revealed that encloses the mitzvahs, it gives them life and they fly up with the wings. That's wings. Normally. Ve'huva le'el divrezer. We've already brought the words to the Zohar before. Shava v'yira henkemo kanfeyov. The love and fear are like the wings of a bird. Just like the wings enable a bird to fly. The love and the fear of Hashem is the soul and the life force of all torments you do. That raises our torments of love. Climbing to say, not only is love and fear the reasons that get you to do the mitzvahs, you know, it tells more. Shein muloveshes b'soch asiz ha-mitzvahs. They enclose within the mitzvahs. U'machniz b'soch ha-nesham v'chiz. They put a soul inside of it. Duk meschiyas ha-nevesh b'guf. Just like a soul inside of a body. Ki shem sh'nevesh mislavevesh b'guf. V'osu sol ha-dover chai. Just like the soul goes into the body and it's enclosed in it and it makes it a living person. Kach ha-diyav v'yira mas ha-mitzvah u-dover chai. So through love and fear, the mitzvah action is a lebedik mitzvah. A lebedik azach. It's a living mitzvah. And a mitzvah maleach is filled with godly life force. Uchein hein perchle, they fly up. Amnam, however, inyan zeshech raka sherik sh'av of yira heim b'shchasalev. It only works when those feelings are revealed. V'anishav yira heim murgosh v'sar halev v'chamer, where the love and fear is felt in the physical part, feels that love. That you could say then it's enclosed within the mitzvah and gives it life. I don't know why I had to repeat all that. But anyway, based on that, so now he's going to explain the reason for all this now, right? It's just saying, he's going back to the ideas we said already. Because the heart is also physical. Just like other body parts are the tools of action. But rather, it's more inner, and the life is in them. So now, he explains. Wow. So, in order for these feelings of love and fear, that are really spiritual feelings, because you don't see them, so to speak, so they're able to enclose and enter into the life force of the mitzvahs that are done physically. These things have to have some connection to physicality to begin with, have some point of connection. So you're talking Shadava Ruchani, Batachlis, Islabish, Viyira, Nirgash, Batavagash. It's impossible something that's 100% spiritual to be enclosed and felt in something that's physical. In order to connect the spiritual feelings in Dvarim Gashmi with physical things, it's got to be in between total physicality, total spirituality. Next page. Volev, and that's the heart. Because the heart is actually a physical piece of muscle. Kishari, from like the other body part, shame, kliya, mice, that are the things that do action. But it's also an inner one that gives it life. Okay, anyway, I don't know why, it's like a whole sidetrack here. Anyway, we'll do it. It's slowing us down to getting to the main point. Long brackets here. Inyan zeh, this concept, he's talking about the heart now, right? It's the same idea of putting a soul into a body. To make it into a living thing. In other words, the heart that's able to animate one's activities is similar to the whole general soul going into the body concept. As he explains, kidei sha nefesh ruchani is tuchel lislabish beguf gashmi v'lahapach es basar aguf l'davrachai. In order for a spiritual soul to be able to enclose itself into a physical body and to transform the physical body into a living thing, utzricha lislabish chilus, just got to get involved in something in between. I know, but davrachu achen gashmi gets actually physically avol gam karv l'ruchai. It was close to spirituality. V'adam, that's the blood. The blood is the soul. Alright? And that also, it's heart, places in the heart. So that blood, that's the interface between total spirituality and total physicality. The blood has some physicalness to it. It is physical, but it's also infused with spirituality from the higher levels of soul. Even though blood is actually physical, it's a very refined physicality. It's very purified until it is called a spiritual aspect of the physical. That's because of the warmth it has. Because something spiritual is more warm. Therefore, the life of the soul, which is a spiritual force, Yecholi Sabbath, can now be enclothed, bo, with this. Vadesha, Nefesh Mishalabesh, since the soul is enclothed with blood, Hariachias, Haruchani, Shalanefesh, Yeredis, Madregas, Leos, Lo, Shech, Zagash. Therefore, the spiritual life force of the soul can now go down its level to be now connected to the physical. Vadesha, Kasher, Hadam, Soviv. Now the blood goes all around, Vaholach, Beverigu, goes through the whole body, Mishalabesh, and enclosed in them. Behold, the Lahachnis, Vahemchius, Manevesh, Amalubash, it can now bring spirituality that it is enclosed with. In other words, the blood is the spreader of spirituality to the physical parts. In fact, the
distributor.
Blood,
it's a distributor.
The distributor. Good. Distributor. It touches every part of your body.
Yeah.
Where is there no blood?
Teeth. Toenails.
Well, you know, everything, pretty well, everything has to some degree some.
If you break a tooth, you can bleed.
Tooth has blood.
Tooth has blood or the gums?
Well,
no, inside the tooth.
There's a butt supply.
Really? Well, you ever had, well, you've never had a root canal. You ever had a root canal?
Fortunately not. I'd rather learn it rather than
about that. The root canal isn't outside the teeth and in the gums. The root canal is inside the tooth.
Ever have some bloody
procedures? The nerve needs a little blood supply.
Thank you.
Anyway, so that is the supplier of spirituality. It's a supplier of spirituality.
Yeah, 100%.
Vinei gam belev. Now let's do the same thing with the heart. The heart also has both extremes. Mitzad echad aleifu eiver gashmi v'chor mikeshar rei v'guf. On the one hand, the heart is very physical, like every other physical body part. V'chashu keshar v'chibur im eiver hei guf. There it has some connection to the other body parts. It's part of the game.
Right.
On the other hand, chomer haleiv hu chomer dak mazuka, but the physical form is a very delicate one as well. V'chor v'luchani yosem shar eivor, it's much closer to spiritual than the other physical parts. So now, when the neshama is trying to find its connecting point through the blood, now makom mishkanas, where is the blood basically housed in? Who believe daika hamolidam? It's the heart that's full of blood. So only the heart can be the utensil to give life to the soul. Since the life of the soul is incorporated within the heart, who yecholi slavish acher kach beverguv, now can enter into the other body parts. Lachios and give him life. Vesel shalev hu pnimis. That's what it means. The heart is the inner part of life. Lasharvim to the other body parts. Let's seek him. So what are we concluding here? Koach ruchani betachlis. Something that's totally spiritual and yecholi slavish v'dover gashmi. It cannot be enclosed in something physical. Elde he slavshus chila b'mutzah. It's got to have an intermediary, which is the blood on one level and the heart on the other. Once that spiritual part can be enclosed in this intermediary, it can now enclose and give life to the physical body. Shin Gimel. We didn't get there yet. As I said, it was a long left
Don't
turn over here.
Yeah.
That's why I was reluctant to do it, because that's the whole point. It's a detour. It's a detour. Mm-hmm. Pisa moving. Shin Gimel. Based on this, we can understand. Ki keshev shechiyus hanefesh ein yuchol lichyos es haguf. Elo la'achesh nislap shebemutza hadam v'lev. Just like the spiritual life is not able to give life to the body until first it's enclosed in the intermediary, which is the blood and the heart. So what about feelings of love and fear? So those are spiritual forces, love and fear of Hashem. It just can't be enclosed in a physical action. It's too much of a disconnect. And not even in Torah mitzvahs, because that's physical too. It's got to be in an intermediary. Just like intermediary for life is the heart. Same thing, the heart is the intermediary for love and fear.
Wow.
How does it get enclosed in this intermediary? That's when it's revealed. When the love is revealed in the heart, the love now has hit the intermediary. And now it can filter all the way through in every other aspect. And therefore, we go back to the Tanya. Therefore, it can get enclosed in them. Now, that's why it can be the wings to make it fly. Because it's been gone through the intermediary of the heart. The love and the fear goes through the intermediary of the heart. Now, it's able to take the physical and make it fly. Since the heart, the physical heart, is the intermediary between the physical love and fear of the soul and to the physical activities that it does, therefore feelings of the soul that are revealed in the heart, it brings life into the actions that you're doing. So it is in our aspect. So only when the feelings of love and fear are revealed in the heart. Because The feelings in the heart are so strong, your pulse is rapid. Because that's come when you're really in love, your heart's beating with feelings of love for Hashem. It's really there. And once that heart's beating fast, with that enclosed in the heart, you're ready to say, the love and fear can somehow interact with the actual physicality, to really give spiritual content to the actual activities that are going on. That's the technical aspect of it. That's all when what is outwardly revealed and the spiritual love and fear is attacking the heart, and that physical go-between of the heart and spiritual, it's pumping fast. So it's taking the mitzvahs and it's pumping them up to Hashem. Now, we stop in a bad place. But what about that love and fear that's in the inner part of the heart, deep down? They elevate, their ways are elevated in the aspect of action. Meaning, even though the brain is the source for the life of the body, but life of the soul, when it's coming from the brain, that's very much separated, may very good, from the body parts. It's above. The seichel, the brain, is beyond. It doesn't really give him life until it gets enclosed in the heart. The brain is very disconnected from the body.
Intellectual.
Yeah, so it's not the heart. You know, the brain, you could think strong, but if your heart's not beating,
because
the body
you don't have a lot of, there's not a lot of emotion to it. It could be very cold and calculating.
Right.
The reason for that is,
even though the brain is a physical thing, like the heart, it's not as physical as a heart. So we can tell. There's a big difference between feelings of the heart and comprehension of the mind. Even though both of them, feelings of the heart and understanding of the brain, they are spiritual concepts. But when the feelings of the heart are revealed, you can tell physically what's going on. You feel a pulse. Person's excited. But understanding things in the brain, a spiritual concept, even though it makes a big impact on your brain, it's not felt in the person. I skipped the brackets. Therefore, the brain isn't the inner life force, the one for the body part, which makes the activities. Okay, we got to stop here. I hate to stop in the middle of it.